It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Does it bother me that I wasn't invited to Michael's dinner party?
This is BS. This is BS. Why are we here? I am going to call corporate. Enough is enough. I'm so mad.
Thank God that show is back on the air.
Yeah. Can't wait to see a new one this week.
You know, with the whole reality thing that we've been relying on for so long, with the writer's strike being over, finally the TV programs are coming back.
Yeah.
I could not be more delighted at the office. When Dwight cried about not being able to go to Michael's party, it's one of the greatest moments in television.
And also, now you've got something new to look forward to now that you are watching 30 Rock.
Yes, yes, mm-hmm. Looking forward to that. And we're going to have Judah Friedlander will be with us in studio, I believe, or perhaps in barbecue.
Yeah, I hope
so. On Friday's show. Tomorrow, more Jomos. We'll get back to the last few. We didn't get a chance to get to a lot of them today.
Right.
Also, Rob Cantrell from Last Comic Standing will be on the program. An interview with the Italian Prime Minister, wink, wink. And, of course, more preparations for our Friday BBQ.
And you missed a guest.
I missed it. Who are we going to have?
Billy Bush.
Oh, Billy Bush. Hey, guys.
Hey, it's good to see you, Billy Bush.
Now, Billy Bush is generously allotted, 6.5 minutes for us tomorrow?
I've got a 10-minute window, guys.
What is Billy up to now? I know he's...
Well, he's shooting his TV show, and also he's got a radio show.
Oh, does he really?
Of course he does. Oh, everyone does.
That's competition.
I know.
If I'd known that before, I would.
Well, maybe we'll just blow him off.
Maybe he'll take down Seacrest.
Wouldn't it be funny just to, hello, can you hear me?
Yes.
Can you hear me? Something happened to my microphone.
Really? You're still on.
I can't hear myself.
Seriously? We hear you well.
But anyway, I did want to mention, since I can't hear myself now, that Buzz and I were talking about the Friday barbecue out in Cancer Corner there.
It's going to be 80.
Buzz said that, just to add a little spice to it, the thing we're looking for are the grills. We got those from Barbecues Galore.
Thank you kindly.
And we also have a need for horseshoes.
Right.
We're going to set up a little. It's a perfect horseshoe pit.
Sure is.
Out
and by
there
the way,
on the beautiful manicured lawn.
Horseshoes, not horseshoes.
Oh, horseshoes.
We're not throwing around massive heels out there.
God, I don't know what happened to my headphones.
Your headphones died again?
I can't hear nothing.
Do you want me to put them in another headphone jack, Jack?
Now it's coming back. Oh, were you, Kate, was that you, honey? Oh, Kate. Hi, Kate.
Did we do that on purpose?
Before we get to the final buzz of today's show, let's introduce ourselves to a new member of the crew here. Kate, would you like to come over to the microphone for a second, please?
She's saying not really.
Yes. Hi, Kate.
Hi.
Hi, Kate. Welcome to the show.
Rob told me he wanted me to plug in when I was in here, so I did, but apparently I plugged into your jack.
Ah, my jack.
Sorry about that.
You can plug into my jack anytime you want.
I like the way that sounded.
Oh, no.
Kate, we were talking out there about, just having a little presence on the show on Friday. Are you coming to the barbecue, Kate, on Friday?
Oh, yeah, sure.
Please.
Why not?
We'll have the Weber grills going. We'll have meat. We'll have lots of fun.
I love meat. Meat is great.
It's going to be a good time. And Buzz just casually mentioned that beachwear will probably be appropriate for that day.
It's going to be 80.
Well, you know that you don't have to ask me twice.
We won't. You wear it every day anyway.
My cabana suit.
Rob will be there with his Birkenstocks and his Fred Flintstone feet.
I will debut my new Birkenstocks that you got me for Christmas.
Bravo.
And I want to warn you, they're blue suede.
Mr. Burbank, any specific kind of beachwear that you're going to be looking for?
No, I think people know what to wear. I think people know how to dress appropriately on a Friday when it's 80 degrees.
It's
going to
be
outside.
80. It's going to be 80 degrees.
Having a picnic.
Friday, we will be out in front of the station.
I like how Buzz says it.
Four Weber grills, hopefully a horseshoe pit, and a beachwear for everybody. Very excited about that. So join us for that on Friday. And if you know where we can get some horseshoes.
You tricked me.
Well, that's because you don't see my finger moving when I'm doing that.
I never have seen your finger move.
We'll be fine on the beachwear, but we also need horseshoes for Friday's show.
I would think two pegs and four horseshoes.
So without further ado, let's get to the final buzz of the afternoon.
Thanks, Mike. A huge crowd. I'm not going to spend a lot of time on this, but we have to acknowledge the huge crowds that line the streets today at the National Shrine of the Immaculate Conception in Washington to welcome the Pope. There were chiming bells and chants accompanied by waving greeting signs as the Popemobile traveled down the mall to the shrine. Mm-hmm. There were adults along the parade route and children.
It was kind of heavenly. It looked like he was on a white cloud and just carried him by.
I thought his car was really cool, how it was like see-through.
His car.
It was like seeing Jesus on Earth and... It's like I was in heaven
Wow.
for a moment.
Just for a moment.
We're on a mission from God.
Extra law enforcement personnel were also on hand to protect the Pope, who made the journey to the shrine for an evening prayer and to address about 300 bishops. That shrine is the largest Roman Catholic church in the United States and one of the largest in the world.
You know, I haven't gotten a chance to have a conversation with my mom-o.
Yes.
A good Catholic mass every single Sunday. I really haven't gotten her feelings about this, but obviously there is a segment of the population that is very, very charged up about the visit of Benedict, and then there are other people that just are, you know, pissed off about the traffic.
The weather couldn't be more beautiful for this, which either implies divine intervention or a warm front.
Yes, perhaps God made it happen.
The latest.
Actually, you know, I think if he had his way, he'd want it a little cooler. He's in four layers there.
Hello. I'd like to get the special weather for the special day. Very exciting.
The latest Obamameter readings show the Democrat back in a statistical tie with Republican John McCain. Last month, Obama was 6 points behind McCain. The new Zogby poll also shows McCain narrowly beating Hillary Clinton, if that were to happen.
I don't want to talk about
the anus.
You really like that word, don't you?
I don't know why I played
it. I think that was Barack Obama.
That's a quote from Barack Obama. I had no idea why I played it.
Obama now leads Clinton among female voters and white voters. He also has a big lead over Clinton among black voters, the young, and folks with big incomes. Mm-hmm. Other polls show Obama closing the gaps in the crucial Pennsylvania and Indiana primaries.
You know, we obviously had mentioned at the very beginning of the week that we will go into this area as far as spectator sport. And,
sure,
of course, that will be a do you care for next week as far as whether you really do care about all this high. It's been going on for so long. I don't know whether people are burned out, whether people are into it, and or whether it's the calm before the storm before we get the head-to-head meeting between McCain and whoever he's going to face.
The gold medal goes to China for the most executions.
Yeah! Right.
Congratulations to China. Of 470 last year that we can confirm.
Wow. They're excited, Buzz.
They are. The Chinese government didn't execute as many people last year, but it still leads the world, according to the new annual report from Amnesty International.
Didn't want to do it. Thought I owed it to him. Daddy.
Iran wins the silver with the second highest number of executions. 377.
You're not trying, Iran.
Maybe next year, Muammar.
Iran.
Including a man who was stoned to death for adultery.
Ooh. Have you ever been stoned to death?
He tries.
That's it.
He tries every weekend.
Iran also had the youngest execution, a 13-year-old boy. The U.S. came in fifth in executions. Even,
boy, this is, I'm cheered up right now.
I thought you would be. Even with executions here at their lowest level in 15 years, Saudi Arabia and Yemen also execute minors. China's official numbers, by the way, are a state secret, and the Chinese government says Amnesty International has a bias against their country. Gee, do you think?
This is just my opinion, but if you're talking about stoning, that really is a kind of a green form of execution.
It really is.
You're not really. Friendly. Actually, you know, your green forms of execution would be your hanging, your guillotine.
Well, the hanging only if you use a hemp rope.
Lethal injection, not green.
No. Well, you have to throw the syringe somewhere.
And the worst, really, I mean, as far as the environment, is the electric chair.
The chair.
Yeah, really, unless it's solar-powered.
Mm-hmm.
CNN is apologizing to China for a remark by curmudgeon-y commentator Jack Cafferty.
Jack Cafferty!
Not Jack Cassidy, Cafferty.
Is Jack Cafferty the guy that kind of looks like a basset hound that wears the button-down shirt with the tie and no jacket?
The white shirt and no jacket, that's him.
And he's always kind of like...
It sounds like a fat guy name. Is he a fat guy?
No, he's not, really.
Well,
just
I mean, you should look into that.
Hi, I'm Jack Cafferty.
Hi, Jack.
China demanded this apology after Cafferty said the Chinese were, quote, the same goons and thugs they've been for the last 50 years.
They are goons and thugs.
He referred to Chinese imports to the U.S. as, quote, junk with lead paint and poisoned pet food.
They ought to have an execution segment of the Olympics.
Quoting the Chinese foreign ministry, they may in China. Quoting the Chinese foreign ministry, Cafferty used the microphone in his hand to slander China and the Chinese people and seriously violated reporting ethics.
Jack Cafferty and the Beaver Brown Band.
He should stay away from that slander.
Jack Cafferty!
The Chinese government had already criticized Western media, calling it biased. It demanded that CNN and Cafferty, quote, retract their evil words.
Yeah, Buzz.
So China, on a daily basis, is watching. Obviously with the global situation with television, they're monitoring all of our media and raising hell if they say something.
CNN's worldwide, so yeah, they get it over there.
Well, we need all the extra press we can get on the new show, so I just want to say, China, it sucks.
Yeah, bite me, China. Yes.
Bite me, China. Stop. How do you like that, huh?
Just stop it, China.
File your protest, okay?
Suck it.
Pope Benedict, A-OK.
Yeah, aces.
China, boo.
Right. CNN now says it didn't mean to offend the Chinese people.
Why is CNN kowtowing to China?
They're not. They're making it clear that they weren't trying to insult the people, the fine citizens of China, just the evil Chinese government.
Evil Chinese government.
Right.
Oh. Oh, you do not. Hello. We in Beijing, you do not pick a piece of paper. We send you out to field where you are executed.
All we're saying is that gays should be able to go through ugly divorces just like straight people.
I am a gay American.
Some of the pioneering gay couples who work so hard for the right to get married or form civil unions are now finding it equally difficult to get divorced. Rhode Island is refusing to grant divorces to gay couples who got married in neighboring Massachusetts.
Pick to get divorced, Rosie O'Donnell. If you're talking about a gay couple that get divorced,
really?
I say it's Rosie.
They seem so happy.
Yeah, and she's so stable.
And
agreeable.
She's gray all over, remember.
All goes back to Rhode Island's law that insists that marriage can only exist between a man and a woman. That's why they can't have divorces.
Hi, Rosie.
Missouri is wrestling over whether a lesbian married in Massachusetts can get an annulment in the Show-Me State.
Mm-hmm.
Gay marriage is legal in Massachusetts and civil unions or domestic partnerships legal in 9 other states. But in the words of the very manly Neil Sedaka, breaking up is hard to do.
I would imagine that there is more pressure for gay couples to stay together based on the fact that it's so hard for them to get married in the first place.
I wonder if Vito and Johnny would still be together on The Sopranos if he hadn't been murdered.
I wonder about the real couples, Rob, like Siegfried and Roy.
Yes, well, he had an untimely incident.
Not a death. You
not
almost
death.
Said death. He's
I
still
had to
alive.
Think back. He was. He
I
was.
Saw him at a benefit, and look what he's been through. I mean, Siegfried has been through a lot with Roy.
Yeah, but just a shell of a man.
The world
sad, really.
Is now it is, Rob.
The it is. Rob is being very serious right now.
He'll be here all week.
Right.
The world is now a safer place. The D.C. madam was convicted yesterday on 4 federal charges, including racketeering and money laundering.
I'm for her.
Joan Latta.
No, actually, I'm not for her in
really?
Any way, shape, or form. No,
explain.
She ratted out all the Johns, right?
Yeah, she did.
Yeah,
screw her.
Prosecutor.
I guess they did.
You'll be here all week.
She rolled over on him.
Hey.
Bada bing.
Prosecutor. I didn't get a rim shot. Prosecutors told the jury.
You did. I gave you one.
Thank you. They told the jury it's pretty clear that when a man pays $250 to spend 90 minutes with a woman, it's got to be about the sex. The defense argued that it was about the escorts, women just simply keeping company with men. What happened between the man and the lady, said the defense, was between the man and the lady.
You know, after having Dennis Hoff on the show yesterday, she just should have moved to Nevada.
Exactly.
That's all she needed to do.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. But the jury agreed with prosecutors and convicted Deborah Jean Palfrey, who ran a classy prostitution ring here in D.C. by phone from Northern California.
How long did you say she's going away for?
Did you have that? She has not been sentenced yet, only convicted.
But so they think she could get up to, what, 5 years, something like that?
Yeah, I think
that?
So. Yeah, we'll know for sure. I don't know how the sentencing is going to play out. We just have to wait and see.
Okay, I'll visit her.
This was, by the way, the first
conjugal?
Time first time federal racketeering laws have been used to bust a prostitution ring.
It just seems to me that with all this attention to prostitution, you know, they could work on more important things like fighting the Chinese.
What about Chinese prostitutes?
Chinese prostitutes, A-okay.
Okay.
And after the break, why a man's alone time can prevent cancer.
What do you mean by that?
No one can hear you scream? How's that for a hint?
Chris Rock, thank you very much. All right, our second full segment of The Buzz is coming up on The Mike O'Mara Show.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show.